in Washington, D.C. In the last 2 weeks, 2,300 rockets have been fired at Israel by Hamas. What happens next? Will there be a ceasefire?
Live from Washington, D.C., Jay Sekulow Live.
Israel agreed 10 days ago, before there was a ground operation, to accept the ceasefire proposal that the Egyptians had put forward. That proposal was accepted by the international community, accepted by the Arab League. Unfortunately, Hamas said no and continues to fire rockets. People don't realize this, but Hamas is firing about 100 rockets every single day, and we've got two-thirds of our population who've had to run to bomb shelters for the last 18 days, the equivalent of about 200 million Americans.
If you're asking people to leave homes that are going to be demolished or bombed, who is responsible for those people? Israel is the occupying authority.
Listen, if you'll allow me, Joe, I want to take issue with one important word you said. You said Israel is the occupying authority. You're forgetting Israel pulled out of the Gaza Strip. We took down all the settlements, and the settlers who didn't want to leave, we forced them to leave. We pulled back to the 1967 international frontier. There is no Israeli occupation of the Gaza Strip. We haven't been there for some 8 years.
The ones who are responsible for the death of innocent civilians in Gaza are only Hamas, for using their civilians as human shields, by making military command centers in hospitals, by turning mosques into weapons depots, and by placing rockets in UN schools. Bill, this is sick. It's grotesque, and the world should be outraged. But their outrage should not be against Israel for defending itself, but against Hamas for placing their own civilians in harm's way.
Phone lines are open for your questions right now. Call 1-800-684-3110.
I ask you to support Israel's right to defend itself and not to sanctify the idea that these brutal terrorists can attack a beleaguered democracy, can rocket our cities, can target millions of our people, can hide among their civilians and get away with it. Because if they can, you're next.
And now, your host, Jordan Sekulow.
Welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. In Israel, the situation continues. The hostilities increase as pressure continues on Israel to enter into a ceasefire. Of course, takes two parties in this situation to enter into a ceasefire like that. There's been a proposal for a one-week ceasefire by the United States. Secretary Kerry has floated that idea. And this is when we've got a situation where literally we've got 2,300 rockets that have been fired at Israel in 17 days. And to put that into perspective, what these rockets are, each time those rockets are fired is an attempt to kill Israelis, 2,300 attempts to kill Israelis by Hamas. And of course, listen, you've got the situation, and people have called in about it, the civilian casualties issue, the human shields issue that's happening in the Gaza Strip, and of course with Hamas. Listen, we know why that's happening. It's happening not because Israel's not giving significant warning when certain areas are being targeted. It's happening because Hamas is putting their own people's lives in jeopardy. They are using human shields. It is a terrorist tactic. We are going to take your phone calls on this. 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. We don't want to forget a significant victory for religious liberty. If you didn't join us on the broadcast yesterday, Miriam Ebrahim and her family are free. They are out of Sudan. They went through Italy, already have met with a great opportunity, met with the Pope, and will be traveling to the United States in the next few days. So they are free. After your work, your prayers, and of course those petitions you have signed, it's all important that you've done that. Folks, you can talk to us on air today, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. We have a matching challenge now where anything you donate to the American Center for Law and Justice, either through ACLJ.org or by phone, 877-989-2255, is doubled. I mean, a $10 donation becomes $20, and that goes up and down from there. So if you're thinking about financial support for the American Center for Law and Justice, this is the time to engage that support. Folks, call now. Make that donation if you can, 877-989-2255, or go to ACLJ.org. We'll be taking your phone calls about Israel and more coming up on the broadcast.
Thank you. Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Welcome back to JSEC Hill Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. The situation in Israel continues again. This is a situation, it's perilous. Now, the flights have started again to Israel, so the FAA decision, which was in question about shutting down all flights to Tel Aviv, was reversed quickly within about 24 hours. And there's a question there about, was it politics at play? Secretary Kerry, is he even wanted in the region? Is he helping the situation by suggesting these ceasefires that Hamas has refused to sign on to? Of course, Israel's coming under pressure at the United Nations. And we're starting to see, really, throughout the world, maybe not as much here in the United States, outside of some of the cities like New York, but a significant amount of protest and outrage, a lot of anti-Semitism targeted at what's the conflict, but also, you know, you see what simmers right below the surface when one of these issues, and so it's not just about, obviously, Israel. It's these anti-Semitic sentiments that really exist right under the surface of a lot of these nations, and so exactly why Israel was created. And you see what's happening in Europe. You see the response, and it makes a lot of sense. I'll take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. First, want to check in with our team here, David French, Senior Counsel with the ACLJ, and Than Bennett, our Director of Government Affairs. First, David, this conflict now has continued. David, it's been one of the longer conflicts Israel has been engaged in the last decade now, they've experienced, of course, some significant loss in the IDF, and now, of course, the world pressure to cease these hostilities. It's really just starting at places like the United Nations, and certainly with the U.S. in the region now, with Secretary Kerry pressuring for a ceasefire. You wonder if he will leave without getting what he wants there.
You know, it's funny how the Israelis attack a known and designated terrorist entity, and the world comes crashing down on them. In the meantime, jihadists have killed 150,000 in Syria, and where's the UN on that? You know, that's the thing that is so discouraging here about these international institutions, so grotesque about these international institutions. They are so focused in their anti-Semitism and their hatred of Israel that they're able and willing and perfectly capable of overlooking genocide in a country next door.
You know, folks, that is absolutely true. I mean, you have situations that are have continued now for years, brutal civil wars. I mean, what's happening in Iraq and what's happening with the group ISIS? I mean, we're just scratching the surface when we're talking about the loss of life that has happened because of brutal regimes and issues and conflicts we're not getting engaged in, that we have not been as involved in, or that we've said, okay, well, we want to secure chemical weapons, but that's it. That's the extent that we're going. And chemical weapons were used on people, or planes are getting shot down in the sky, passenger planes getting shot down in the sky over Ukraine by Russian-backed separatists. I mean, these issues, and yet you got the Secretary of State trying to push Israel into a ceasefire that the other side won't enter into. Now, there are some reports that Hamas has been so significantly weakened that they may be at that breaking point where they enter into a ceasefire. So we'll wait and see what happens. But as long as Secretary Kerry is there and the U.S. pressure is there, certainly that prevents Israel from being able to finish the job the way they see fit. And I think, you know, that's the truth. That's the point, is that when they see fit and they think that this is done, that should be their decision, not ours to make as the United States or our government. There's also a lot going on in Capitol Hill because we're getting close to the August recess. And this is kind of a significant session before, obviously, the midterm elections take over all of the attention. And Dan, we've got work next week, scheduled hearings on Capitol Hill on the IRS issue, back in the forefront now with this whole question about whether or not the Lois Lerner emails could now potentially exist, whether these hard drives and backup tapes exist.
Yeah, one of the fundamental issues that has always been at play here, Jordan, is whether or not these backup tapes that were supposedly backing up Lois Lerner's emails, whether or not they exist. And the Commissioner Koskinen had repeatedly testified that they had either been destroyed or recorded over. Well, it turns out, Jordan, the Inspector General has found backup tapes for the relevant time period. Now, we don't know yet whether or not they contain information related to Lois Lerner's emails, but they are checking that. Fortunately, that checking is being done by the Inspector General, not the Commissioner's office. So it's going to be very interesting to see what they turn up. The other interesting thing, Jay, Jordan, your dad is going to be here next week testifying in front of the House Judiciary Committee, specifically calling for this special counsel. Our listeners know this, but we have repeatedly said the only way we're going to find justice for our clients is if someone outside the IRS, outside the DOJ, takes over. Jay's going to be here next week calling for that.
Folks, we want to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. And we don't want to forget the significant development for religious liberty. Miriam Ibrahim and her family are free. Let me remind you, Saeed Abedini is not. 668 days he has been imprisoned in Iran because of his Christian faith as an American citizen. Of course, tied to those nuclear talks now between the United States and Iran, the P5 plus one. Now, I did want to let you know, and we're starting to push this out on social media, so you'll see this in the next day. You may have already seen it. But on September 26, marking the two-year anniversary of Saeed being imprisoned, if we get to that date before his release, there will be prayer vigils across the country. You can go to BeHeardProject.com, and there is a list of vigils. As you can see, the vigils that are already existing, so you can join and go to one. And also, if you see on there that there is not one in your area, you can figure out and learn how to create your own. So I want to encourage you to start thinking about September 26th and that date for Pastor Saeed, prayer vigils that will be going on across the country. You'll find out more information at BeHeardProject.com. It's also been posted to Facebook, both ACLJ's mine, Jordan Secular on Facebook, too. So we will continue to take your phone calls now at 1-800-684-3110. And let's go right to the phones. Talking about the issue of the persecuted, Lauren in Washington State online, too. Lauren, welcome to Jay Secular Live. You're on the air.
Yes, well, thank you. And well, I'm really happy. We're very pleased that Miriam Ibrahim has been released and finally escaped out of Chad to a safe place. Excuse me. But what I'm wondering is, what can we do for the Christians in northern Iraq and Mosul particularly and other places up in the northern counties or areas of Iraq Look like some ethnic cleansing is going on there.
Well, this is you've got sectarian violence, significant sectarian violence, both targeted at other kinds of Muslims, so Sunni versus Shia, and of course the Christian population there. We've heard really grotesque, evil threats made by the Islamic State. Now they threaten Christians with convert or die. So we've seen that. And then we saw that women are now going to be forced to have these face veils. There have been reports of forced the ordering of female genital mutilation. I mean, these are significant. It just kind of shows the evil you're fighting against. I'll go to David French, who is a veteran of the Iraq War. And David, the situation there with the Islamic State and what Lauren was asking about is any relief possible there? This goes back to one of those examples we were talking about with Israel, where you've got these horrendous atrocities going on in areas where we used to have a significant influence, and now, and yet we're focusing in on, you know, what's happening between Israel and Hamas, a terrorist organization.
Well, you know, the question here, what can we do? Well, we already did it. You know, that's the thing that's so frustrating, Jordan. We already did what we needed to do to protect Christians in Mosul, and that was we defeated al-Qaeda in the surge. We built up an Iraqi government and an Iraqi army. We had all of the conditions in place for stability to allow Iraq to become a functioning, prosperous country. And then the President of the United States decided to throw all of that away. And now we are left with no good options to protect Christians in Mosul. Thankfully, many of them have been able to flee to Kurdistan, which has a functioning government, which has a functioning military force, the Peshmerga, and they're safe while they're in Kurdistan. But we had this one. They were safe. The Obama administration threw it away.
Folks, we are going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. And again, you know, there's lots to talk about here. There was also pointed out, you know, could Hezbollah potentially, they're backed by Iran, join with Hamas in fighting Israel? We're going to take your phone calls. We get back from the break, 1-800-684-3110. Remember, we have our matching challenge now. Anything you're able to donate to the ACLJ. It's a great time to do it if you're thinking about it or you have before. It's doubled. So you can double your impact to the American Center for Law and Justice by donating online at aclj.org or calling our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org. Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We're going to be taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Our petition to stand with Israel. We're still adding names. We've had over 100,000 people join this petition to stand with Israel. You can do so now by calling our toll-free number, 877-989-2255. And as we go into this weekend, it really does look like Israel is going to need that support from Americans so that they know, and you know, we've got an office in Jerusalem, so they know that there are Americans who stand with them in their war against terrorism as a frontline battle against Hamas, which, you know, it stands for Islamic Resistance Movement. I mean, these are jihadists that would take the war to the United States if they could, and yet we're pressuring Israel to stop when they get Hamas. Finally, they get them on the ropes and put significant pressure on them. If you want to add your name to that petition, you call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org. and sign the petition online. Let's go to Carlos in Texas on line four. Carlos, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Yes, I just want to comment on our media. When they do the reporting on this conflict, they're very biased against the Israel because they stress the numbers on how many women and children are being killed over in Palestine, but they don't report on how they're using their own people for human shields, and I think that's not right.
Well, no, and I think you're absolutely right, Carlos. I mean, what you have an idea here is that when you are warned, you know, it's like Israel can't do enough because they warn these areas, so they put out warnings, text messages, phone calls, leaflets. They let them know this is an area. There's a weapons cache or target, a rocket launching site. We're going to hit this area. And in a sick way, Hamas uses that to put more people there. So when Israel is trying to say, look, world, we're warning people before. Do you do that, the United States of America? Do you go in before your drone strike and say, oh, if you're associated with this terrorist who we're about to take out with a drone, we want to let you know there's a drone strike coming. No, we don't do that. But Israel does. And that actually, these terrorists put more people in the area. They want people to be martyred. Of course, it's forced martyrdom. It's terrorism hiding behind human shields. They are cowards in these acts. But, Carlos, you're right. If you don't explain that part, that they are pushing people into the forefront of battle, into harm's way, then, of course, the numbers look lopsided. And, of course, it doesn't look good. That is why you've got to stand for Israel, speak out for Israel. If you want to do so, call our toll-free number now, 877-989-2255, and join our petition. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org. We're taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110 is the number. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Gary in Ohio on line five. Gary, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hello. Love your show anyway. But anyway, I just don't understand why all the pressure is on Israel to stop what they're doing instead of Hamas. United States, it just seems like this president that we have stands for the wrong side, and he always supports the wrong side. But, you know, when Israel is defending themselves, and that's the holy land, that's where everything began, and I just don't understand why when they are protecting their people and protecting their way of life to stop terrorism, I don't understand. So if anybody can explain that to me.
Well, you know, David, there is this obsession with Israel by the media, by the United Nations, and certainly it's because of an anti-Israel bias. I mean, you've got the world and a significant number of member states of the UN who want to see Israel abolished. There's, you know, you scratch the surface, and it, you know, you've got the anti-Semitism. But the idea here again, also, and I don't think we should forget, as Americans, Gary, that a lot of this, it's easier to focus their hatred at Israel, a much smaller country, than a superpower like ours who sends in drones and blows you up. And we'll take out whoever's around you when we decide that. And I'm not just talking about President Bush here. I'm talking about President Obama, who will send in those drones to do that. So it's a lot easier enemy to hate on, to burn their flags and to condemn them and to say we're going to destroy them. But in a sense, it can also be seen as a proxy for the United States of America.
I think that's really important for people to realize is if this standard that people are urging on Israel is adopted, America would have no right to self-defense under international law. I mean, if it's not enough to warn people when bombs are coming, how can you fight a war? We've never asked our troops to do that. And in fact, when the Obama administration, the very weekend that it attacked Israel's tactics, it launched a drone strike in Pakistan that killed 11 people. It attacked a residential compound with no warning. Well, you don't owe the Taliban a warning, and Israel does not owe Hamas a warning. And the Obama administration needs to understand that the standard it's urging on Israel, if adopted in the United States, would strip away our own right to self-defense.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. That's 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Travis in Georgia on line one. Travis, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Good afternoon, gentlemen. How are y'all doing?
We're good, Travis.
Okay, I've got a question for you. It's sure. Apart from the morality of Israel's actions, I question the effectiveness of their military strategy. If they are indeed, as the UN had said, killing 80%, if 80% of their casualties are civilians, are they not planting further seeds of terrorism?
Obviously, that's what Hamas wants, Travis. I mean, so in a sense, if you engage them at all, you risk, you know, infuriating their people and creating more martyrs. But that's not at a certain point, you can't let those kind of fear strategies stop you from keeping your people safe. You know, I look at this statement from the IDF spokesperson, the Israel Defense Forces spokesperson, and they send out the info about every rocket launched from Gaza is an attempt to kill Israeli civilians. We will not accept this reality. Again, strong, basic statement. I'll go back to David French here as a captain in the U.S. Army Reserve, because, David, that idea, again, that Israel will, well, by fighting back and defending themselves, they're creating more enemies. Listen, if they took that message as a strategy, then they would be wiped off the face of the earth.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, there's something that's very important for people to realize here. Why did Israel attack now? It attacked now because of these terrorist tunnels that were dug from Gaza into Israel that allow squads of Palestinian terrorists to sneak under Israeli defenses and emerge near Israeli towns. These tunnels are an unacceptable threat. So regardless of world opinion, Israel has to destroy those tunnels. That's a precise, measurable military objective that they have to accomplish to defend their people, whether that takes 80% civilian casualties, 70%, or whatever the percentage is, they have to do it.
Folks, stand with Israel. You can add your name to our petition to stand with Israel. You still have time to do so. Call our toll-free number now. It doesn't cost a thing to add your name to this petition. Standing strongly with Israel, call 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. A ceasefire is being pushed. No agreement yet. Call now. Stand with Israel, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Sandy in California on line three. We are talking about Israel. Sandy, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Good morning. I was wondering what can be done about this bill that I heard about this morning that's before Congress, that it connected the money to be given to Israel to help them, connected it to the one for the immigration problem we're having on the border.
You know, I haven't heard about that specific legislation, Sandy. I'll go to Than Manners, as our Director of Government Affairs. Could that be an appropriations bill, Than? Is it for foreign funding kind of thing?
There have been a lot of proposals out there, Jordan, to tie funding to various things. But what I think is important for our caller to understand is before any money goes out the door, it has to come through an appropriations bill. So even if there's an idea to tie money together, and I'm sure that's what she's talking about, it is actually the funding bill, the appropriation bill she needs to pay attention to. And until that happens, until that's tied together, I don't think she has a whole lot to worry about.
Back to your phone calls. We go 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Ari in New York on line 5. Ari, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi. I just wanted to mention a very interesting point that I've been thinking about. We see protests on both sides. We see people protesting pro-Israel. We see people protesting against Israel. And I just wanted to ask, people that are protesting against Israel, what is it that you really want? Do you want Hamas to take over? Do you want that regime to take over? Do you just want to wipe off Israel? Because the ultimate thing that's going to happen is Hamas taking over. Look what's going on in other countries where these type of terrorists have taken over. No one could live. I'm not even talking about living in peace, just living. So I think the question to those protesting against Israel is, what do you really want? What's your solution?
Well, I think, Ari, you make an excellent point. And the idea here that let's just be honest about looking at the other side of this. You want Hamas, a terrorist organization, oppressive of women, who teaches children to kill, who teaches people to die, you know, for martyrdom, and this extreme version of jihadi Islam. Is that what you want, folks? I mean, and I think it's a very fair point to bring up, Ari, this idea of, okay, what are the two sides? And I've said this, I didn't even get into this the first half of the broadcast. I didn't want to almost give too much attention to it. But Turkey is a major country. Their prime minister, who people have said, you know, he's got some Islamist, certainly some Islamist leanings in his background. But he's now made this statement and defended on CNN an analogy between the Israeli government and the Nazis, which is pretty sick when you think about it. But he said, I completely stand by my comments. That's Prime Minister Erdogan of Turkey. You can see that what Israel does to Palestine, to Gaza right now, has surpassed what Hitler did to them. Now, interestingly enough, he isn't making that distinction between Israeli and Jew. You notice that. He just says them. And in the situation of the Holocaust, we're talking about over 6 million killed. In this situation, we're talking about hundreds in a battle to defend yourself. These kind of sick comments coming from countries that we don't consider extreme. You know, if these are the moderates, what does that tell you about the extremists? What does it tell you about moderates, too? Shouldn't there be people in Turkey rioting in the streets right now? And this was from a government that took no side in World War II. You know, and this idea, again, that they would make this comparison is so sick. I didn't want to talk about it in the first half hour of the broadcast because I think, you know, even going there is so off the mark. But also it just shows you the reality of what we are dealing with in this part of the world. And, you know, Turkey's a country that wanted to join the European Union. That's been rebuffed the last few years because of these kind of remarks as they take a turn towards Islamism. I mean, it's unbelievable that they would defend these kind of remarks and not apologize. But the people in Turkey, you don't see them in an uproar, you know. And so what does it tell you about these populations in that part of the world? We'll take more of your phone calls when we get back. 1-800-684-3110. Stand with Israel, 877-989-2255, or go to aclj.org and sign the petition online.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org. The American Center for Law and Justice is on the front lines, holding the Internal Revenue Service accountable for a targeting scheme aimed at conservative and Tea Party groups. The ACLJ represents 41 organizations in 22 states in the largest lawsuit against the IRS on behalf of targeted Americans. Now it is time for the story to be told. The ACLJ has put together a short movie telling the story and explaining the high stakes of our fight against IRS abuse. ACLJ Chief Counsel Jay Sekulow sat down with Senators Ted Cruz and Rand Paul, Dr. Ben Carson, and many national leaders to tell this critical story. You can watch this movie free of charge. Go online to download this powerful new film, Tax Invasion, at aclj.org. That's aclj.org.
Back to Jay Sekulow Live. We are taking your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Certainly a lot of those calls coming in about the situation in Israel. We're going to go right to the phones now. Let's go to Charles in North Carolina online too. Charles, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hey, Jay. Thank you for taking my call. A great show. As I'm waiting to get on the phone, I have all these routes I want to go, so I'll just kind of hope I don't blab here. But what I don't think people understand, don't get me wrong, Israel has a right to defend themselves just because of what's going on. But if you read the Associated Press or the media like that, and I had a question for you guys. I'm hearing on alternative media sites that, first of all, the Hamas bombs and rockets that are going over there, I heard you state earlier that they are able to reach a lot of the Israelis. But I'm seeing on alternative media that their rockets are pretty much like firecrackers. And the only thing that I see happening, which is really sad, is innocent people are getting killed in Palestine. And you have to question the UN here and the Obama administration and mostly the Democrats, because what I see going on here is an ISS that is supposedly funded by the UK and the United States. And I wanted to get your opinion on that as far as what the alternative media is saying and, you know, the reality of innocent people dying here. And can't the UN really just go in there and stop this? They're supposed to be, you know, policing the world, and it doesn't seem like to me they're doing enough except wanting to push Israel, you know, to stop obviously doing what they're doing.
Well, the UN, I think, Charles, you know, to be quite honest, has been in this situation. They've been hijacked by the terrorist organizations. Their schools are being used as weapons caches. Not once, but now twice. You can watch videos online of Hamas terrorists firing at Israelis in the streets, so in Gaza, and then jumping into UN-marked vehicles. So UN vehicles. And so you've got a situation where the UN relief agency and their work that's gone on in the Gaza Strip has been completely hijacked by this terrorist group, Hamas. And so to make that distinction, of course, impossible to do. So they're not standing in the way. They're not trying to stop. In fact, you know what happened when they found the rockets, Charles? They found the rockets in the school the first time. They gave them, quote, to the authorities. Who are the authorities? It's Hamas. So I would go to David French here. But, David, to look to these international organizations to try and stop, what we've seen in the past is that they may sometimes put people in the middle, but then they'll quickly pull them out if those opposed to Israel want to advance and want to begin military action. And so you don't see condemnation at the United Nations for any of the activities by Hamas. It's if they ignore the reality. It doesn't even matter if you show them a film of a UN vehicle being used to transport terrorist soldiers. It doesn't matter if you show them a film, and the UN even admits to their schools being used as weapons caches.
Oh, yeah. I mean, the UN is worse than useless here. They're actively on the side of the terrorists. Human Rights Council voted to investigate Israel. It's clear which side they've taken. But, you know, Charles asked a really good question. What essentially, if the rockets aren't really getting through that much, who's really at fault here? Well, let's imagine you had a neighbor across the street and he just fired a rifle at your house and you put bulletproof windows up and reinforced your walls, but there was still a chance he was going to hit your family. That's a problem. But it's even worse than that. Imagine that neighbor tunneled under the street across and into your home. That's what Gaza, that's what Hamas is doing. They're building these terror tunnels, concrete reinforced terror tunnels that can transport terrorists to exit points right outside of Israeli schools, homes, villages. It's intolerable, and that's why Israel went in on the ground. People need to realize that, to destroy those terror tunnels, which pose an incredible threat to Israeli civilians.
Folks, we're going to continue to take your phone calls, 1-800-684-3110. Let's go to Walter in Kentucky on line one. Walter, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Okay, thanks for taking my call. Just a couple of quick comments. First of all, I believe we have a biblical standpoint or responsibility to stand with Israel. Second of all, the pressure is on Benjamin Netanyahu because he's reasonable. He's a leader in an area where, but he has reason and tries to do what's right for his people. You know, my thought is this all came to a head with 9/11. We didn't get warning. We didn't get flyers. We didn't get text messages that we were going to take down the Trade Center. It just happened. He's fighting that invisible enemy, and he's trying to keep Israel safe with an experience of long history of knowing what the militants are like. And so it's just simple. He's doing what's necessary to protect his people, and I don't see what the problem with that is. He's a leader with a backbone. We just don't have that in our country.
Well, I think, you know what, your point about not being warned about 9/11, of course not. And, you know, the idea that we're holding Israel to the standard, they are coming up with new standards, new ways to hold themselves to these different standards that other militaries around the world are not held to. And listen, they're doing what they can. It's a country, nation of 7 million, and they're trying to push back. It's pressure from us and from the rest of the world to stop their hostilities against Hamas, even while Hamas continues to fire these rockets. 1-800-684-3110 to talk to us on air. If you want to stand with Israel, call now, 877-989-2255. That's 877-989-2255. Dave is calling from California on line 6. David, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Thank you for taking my call, sirs.
Sure.
You do a fabulous job. Listen, it seems to me that if the United States really wanted to help Israel, they would forward to them additional anti-missile defense systems such that Israel could then cease fire and we could just show the world and knock down their missiles one by one by one by one and show the rest of the world exactly how silly Hamas looks.
Well, I think, you know, that is happening to an extent, David. And one thing, you know, as much as we talk about the Obama administration and their pressure on Israel, I don't want to take away from our government as a whole, and especially members of Congress, that we have been we're the nation that is the strongest supporter of Israel in the world. We are their best ally and their closest ally. And so there are disagreements we have with how this administration specifically handles the relationship with Israel. But ultimately, because of Americans, because of all of you, this administration can only go so far in implementing a policy that may be somewhat anti-Israel and against Israel's interest because of the broad American support for Israel, which is very important to highlight. And Than, the idea, you know, the Iron Dome system came out of U.S. Funding that protects Israel's Israeli civilians. And significant funding to Israel in their defense each year. They're kind of seen as a front line on the war of terrorism. And it's because of the members of Congress this becomes very bipartisan, this support for Israel, because they're responsive to their constituencies, and their constituents are very much pro-Israel.
Yeah, that strength of that alliance is longstanding, Jordan, and you're right. It really stems from the American people insisting on Congress, who controls these purse strings, to keep them there. But just to the caller's point for a couple of minutes here, there are really two things that this president could be doing to be very, very clear about where the United States stands in this conflict. I mean, first of all, he could be messaging with strength and clarity. If he would come out and say there is no moral equivalence between Israel and Hamas, that would go a long way in telling the world where we stand on this issue. And then secondly, we've talked about it a lot on this broadcast, the funding. Yes, it originates in Congress, but the funding that Congress sends stipulates that funding will not go to a Palestinian Authority government that includes Hamas. That is the situation we find ourselves in, and yet this president has refused to shut that funding off. So if he would just do those two things, message with strength and clarity, and then stop that funding, it would certainly go a long way.
Folks, back to the phones we go. 1-800-684-3110. Rick in California on line 3. Rick, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Good morning, Jordan. Love you guys for the work you do.
Thank you.
Two quick points I want to make. First of all, I was listening to a BBC report this morning, and they said they had a UN rep that said there was no warning at that school that was fired, that was shelled this morning. First of all, why was everybody out in the playground waiting to be evacuated if there was no warning? So, you know, our mainstream media is just absolute trash. Second of all, does it strike anybody funny that when these schools are shelled where the rockets are known to be held, that there seems to be no Hamas getting injured in this? Because those bunch of cowards, they are the first ones that are there, and they leave the civilians behind to deal with the shelling. If that was our soldiers or any other, you know, democratic soldiers, they would be the one to stay behind and get all the civilians out. These Hamas are a bunch of cowards.
Oh, it's absolutely right. I mean, you know, this idea, one, to take their word for anything is ridiculous, Rick. But on top of that, listen, as you said, the people are all outside. They put them there. Whenever Israel has tried to warn about these locations, Hamas has put more civilians in harm's way. They have forced them to put in harm's way. They use human shields because they don't care about spilling their own blood. You know, you ask them, what do they care about Palestinian blood? They don't. They care about Hamas. They care about their own Islamic philosophy, and that's what they're following, and their interpretation of their religious belief. We've got to stand with Israel. You've got an opportunity to sign our petition. It doesn't cost a thing. Call our toll-free number now. 877-989-2255 is the number. That's 877-989-2255. You can also go to aclj.org and sign the petition online. But I think, you know, it's an important time that we all stand with Israel. Call now, 877-989-2255 or aclj.org.
This is Jay Sekulow, Chief Counsel for the ACLJ. The battle to defend our religious freedom is being fought in courtrooms at the highest level. The need for exceptionally trained lawyers to protect our future is vital. Regent University School of Law is the nation's preeminent Christian law program for anyone considering a career in law today. ABA-accredited Regent Law ranks top 10 in the nation in faculty, according to the Princeton Review. With over 66 awards, Regent also placed in the top two in the Oxford University Global Moot Court Championship, besting both Oxford and Cambridge. The ACLJ is located on Regent's campus in Virginia Beach, Virginia, offering students an unprecedented opportunity to work on landmark Supreme Court cases through our association. Real-world training by real-world lawyers for today's unprecedented challenges. Come and study law where the law began. For information, go to regent.edu/law. That's regent.edu/law.
Israel is under attack. Hamas terrorists, which have vowed to destroy Israel, are launching rockets aimed at Israeli civilians, including women and children. By one account, 70% of Israel's population is in range of Hamas rocket attacks. Hamas's goal is to inflict severe civilian casualties and annihilate Israel. Israel is defending its citizens. Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. The ACLJ has mobilized teams around the world to support and defend Israel as it defends its citizens. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.
Hey, everyone. Welcome back to Jay Sekulow Live. Than Bennett in Washington, D.C. Listen, folks, as we have been talking over this last couple of days about the great news out of Sudan that Meriem Ibrahim is free, folks, thanks in large part to the Italian government and all of you who really raised the level of Miriam's story, made this a story that garnered the attention of the world. The Italian government really stepped up, saved the day. She is safe. Her family is safe. They are in Rome. They will shortly be in the United States. And, folks, just in light of that great news, we thought it would be a great time to play a little bit for you from our documentary that's called The Export. It talks about the spread of radical Islam across the globe and especially in that Middle East region. Talks about how we got to a place where someone like Meriem Ibrahim could be taken. And in many cases, folks, the outcome in these situations is not nearly as positive as it was in this case. Of course, we are grateful that it was in this case. But we wanted to highlight for you the fact that this region of the world, folks, it continues to be a very dangerous place for Christians. And it is time for us to really think clearly about where that threat came from. We put together this documentary, including experts from the region like John Ashcroft, John Bolton, Oliver North, and Andrew McCarthy, really outlining where this threat came from and where we go from here. I wanted to play a piece of that for you in this segment of the broadcast. Let's go ahead and roll it. Again, it's entitled The Export, and you can find it at aclj.org.
We can't afford as a country to just ignore this.
No.
We do it at our own peril?
If we care about remaining the United States that I think we want to remain, we have to pay very close attention to this.
Let me ask you this. I want to take this whole lawfare concept and move it towards Iran. First of all, Iran is a threat right now. You've written a lot about this. You've talked about it. How significant is Iran as a threat today, not just to Israel, but to Western democracy?
I think most people in the West don't understand the Iranian threat. Because, you know, we hear about nuclear weapons, we hear about missiles, and the general tendency is to think, okay, sometime in 2016, the Iranians will be able to launch a single rocket at New York with a nuclear warhead. That's not the issue. The issue is the moment the Iranians have nuclear weapons, you know what happens? They have a nuclear umbrella over their international terrorist capability.
I would say this. Iran foreign policy is based upon two main legs. The first is the attempt to support jihadist proxy groups. I don't know if Khomeini read or did not read Trotsky. Trotsky said, a revolution that does not export itself is doomed to collapse to the inside. And from day one, Khomeini and its followers were trying to export the revolution to other countries. That's one leg. The other leg is the attempt to acquire nuclear military capability. This is the insurance policy of the regime. However, the first leg is used as a bargain chip to threaten Israel and the United States. Do not dare to attack our facilities, our nuclear facilities, because if you do, we would launch a world campaign of terrorism against your targets. And therefore, you should not even dare, even think of launching such an aerial strike. So these two legs are defending each other.
When we talk about the issue of Iran and we talk about what they're doing, what is the goal to what they're engaging in? I mean, if they were to get nuclear weapons, why do they want it? What are they trying to do? What are they trying to spread?
Well, they wanted to become superpower in the world. They want to spread the Shiite ideological belief, and they want to see more and more Shiite countries in our region.
If Iran does end up with nuclear weapons, what's the end result?
I don't think Iran is subject to classical theories of deterrence. I think it worked through luck during the Cold War. It's not a system we should want to live under. And Iran has a very different calculus about the benefits of human life than even the Soviet Union did. But even if I were wrong about our capability to deter Iran, it doesn't stop there. If Iran gets nuclear weapons, Saudi Arabia will, Egypt will, Turkey, perhaps others. So in 5 to 10 years, you could have a multipolar nuclear Middle East with half a dozen countries with nuclear weapons. That is a formula for insecurity.
Are we at the point right now where the threat from Iran has reached its zenith or is getting to that point?
Yes, because this is a sort of a question of science and technology. Because Iranian nuclear project is reaching, maybe not the point of no return, which is a vague point, but is reaching a point when Iran is getting very, very close to the capability of assembling a first nuclear warhead. And then Israel needs to take a decision whether to strike or not. Because once Iran has the warhead, it is too late to strike. You need to do it before. You cannot do unruling for once a country has the nuclear weapon.
For us, it is going to be an existential threat once Iran will have the nuclear, military nuclear capability. Then we will execute our right for self-defense.
Good evening. Israeli Prime Minister Menachem Begin met with his cabinet in Jerusalem today and proudly showed them a color videotape of the Israeli Air Force raid on the Baghdad nuclear reactor. With most of the world condemning Israel, one of the Prime Minister's aides said Begin was putting on quite a show.
Despite all the condemnations which were heaped on Israel for the last 24 hours, Israel has nothing to apologize for.
Israel had to act now, Begin said, or Iraqi atomic bombs would have been dropped on Israel, creating another Holocaust.
There won't be another Holocaust in the history of the Jewish people.
The Israelis called the attack Operation Babylon. It had been planned for months and was called off several times. Using planes like these American F-15s and 16s, they had to get to a target 600 miles away, locate it, not run out of fuel, and get back with no chance of rescue if any plane were damaged.
You were part of the mission when Iraq had their nuclear capacity. The parallel between that situation back in the 1980s and today with Iran, how do you see those parallels?
Well, this was a single spot where the target was located. I mean, the whole dilemma was, should we do it or not? And if we've done it with no preparation, no involvement, no political involvement, it was under, you know, 100% silence without participation of the American government. And the name of the game in this case was to destroy the target. Once you destroy the target, actually, it's a new ball game from then on. What we are seeing today is something completely different. This country today is not involved in any war like it was to be between the Iraqis and the Iranians back in 1981. So what I'm trying to say is that this is not a pure military operation. In this case, you have the right approach is to plan and to consider that what you're going to do is a combination of diplomacy, political campaign, together with a military action.
Israel is preparing for a war. If you go to the Air Force fields, if you go to Army secret camps, if you go to special units, if you go to the Chief of Staff in Tel Aviv, you would see people preparing for war, preparing for a strike on Iran and the possible outcomes of such a strike, or preparing for Iran trying to burn the area in order to divert attention from the nuclear project.
Again, folks, that was a piece of our documentary titled The Export, The Spread of Radical Islam. If you want to see the entire thing, you can find it online at aclj.org. Folks, as we close the broadcast today, if you can support the work of the ACLJ and stand for persecuted Christians like Miriam Ibrahim and Saeed Abedini, or support our litigation against the IRS, we could really use your financial contribution. For a limited time, your gift will be doubled. Your $50 donation becomes $100. Your $100 donation becomes $200. You can make that donation online at aclj.org or by calling 877-989-2255. And we'll talk to you next week.
Israel is now conducting a targeted military operation into Hamas strongholds in Gaza to shut down secret tunnels used by the terrorists and to destroy Hamas rockets. Now more than ever, it is critical to stand with Israel. Stand with us. Stand with Israel. Add your name to our petition. Call 1-877-989-2255. That's 1-877-989-2255, or you can add your name online, aclj.org.